theory about why this works, how this works?
Well, the founder, Gary Craig, his founding statement is, any negative emotion is due to a disruption in the energy field. It's not literally about the emotional body, or it's not at all about the mind. That's why it's very irrational. But it's, we're tapping on endpoints of major meridians in the body, like where they would put needles for acupuncture. But these are really big endpoints. And so when you tap on them, words just kind of focus us in. But you really don't need words if you're in a negative emotion. You're being triggered somehow. And so tapping releases whatever's stuck in the energetic field that's holding that repetitive bad feeling. So does it make perfect sense? Nope, but that's the best we've got so far. But it's amazing. They have, you can see, on, I don't know if it's still up on Gary's site, tapping before and after and how blood work changes, more oxygenation. Doctors all over the world use it now. It's in over 40 languages. For some reason, it works. People find great relief. People have found, it lowers stress, and if your body doesn't have like crazy loads of stress in it, it can go about its business of healing, whether that's mental, emotional, spiritual, or physical. But when we all know if you're really stressed out, it's a lot harder to heal from any trauma. So when somebody has post-traumatic stress, which all humans do, absolutely, we think of it as really bad, but everybody has it. You just have it to differing degrees. You want to find out where's the energy stuck in what pattern, and the more you clear of that, the more freedom you have to be your best self. And literally, these bodies are designed to heal. So the more stress you can remove, the more the body can work with, you know, whatever healing needs to take place. I tap with a lot of people with medicines, because you never want to take medicine that you have bad feelings towards. But how many of us like, you know, pharmacies, insurance companies? So even taking a medicine, you can have a lot of conflicting belief, and that's counterproductive in the body. So tapping to be appreciative of the research and the science we have available today really can help people a lot.